Does your heart skip a beat at the thought of getting to spend time in the woods or perhaps on the water? Why not join us for the next 30 minutes as together we'll discover how both professional and amateur outdoorsmen share their times on the trail to adventure with others. You'll become equipped to use your outdoor times to help others to come to know their Creator God. Here now is the host of God's Great Outdoors, Jerry Calouette.
All right, Jerry Calouette, God's Great Outdoors, and we're in Abbotsburg, Wisconsin, and of course, yes, Wisconsin, the cheesehead state, and there's been some cheese spread around here with the people we've been visiting. Cindy and I were at Arnie and Dee Wolf's church, and many of you folks have met Arnie through the ministry that they have up at Rushing Wind Canada. We were blessed to be able to be at their church. Cindy shared her testimony, her right-to-life testimony. And Arnie started to tell me about a gentleman that had come and helped him with a ministry that he does here in Wisconsin, not just his fishing retreats that he and Dee do up in Canada, but they do some ministry here in Wisconsin. And first of all, Arnie, welcome back to God's Great Outdoors.
It's a pleasure, Jerry, to be back here with you again and to bring along some new people that I believe their testimony needs to be heard.
Amen. And Mitch Hoyt, your first time on God's Great Outdoors. Welcome to God's Great Outdoors.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Well, it's an honor to hear what God has done in your life. He takes us down trails that we would never think we needed to go, but He is much smarter than we are, and it sometimes takes events in our life to allow us to realize how incredibly, wonderfully awesome our God is. Arnie, you want to tell about the event that you were doing here in Wisconsin, and you needed a speaker and found out about Mitch.
Amen. Yes, Jerry, as well as most of the people and listeners know, you've heard about Rushing Wind up in Canada, but we also, my wife and I, entertain a ministry here called Rushing Wind USA, and that involves our youth hunt in early October of every year where the DNR gets involved with us, with all the kids, and well, for every youth hunter we have, which is can be somewhere between 10 and 15 years of age, they need a mentor. So on most occasions, we have about 20 kids. We have 20 mentors, and we begin on a Friday afternoon and go through Sunday noon with our hunt. Involved in all of that, always we have several speakers, one on Friday night, two on Saturday, and then one on Sunday. So what I was looking for was a fella to really hit it off on our Friday night event, and I had heard about Mitch Hoyt being a veteran and being a handicapped person in a wheelchair because of a hunting accident. And so not knowing him, I just called him and see if this is something that he would love to do. And he immediately said yes. And I did not know the impact of what his testimony really was going to be. It impacted me so much that when we had our meeting 2 weeks later of the staff, that's when I first noticed the depth of the power that was in Mitch's testimony, not only him, but his wife who stood beside him through all of what he's going to tell you about. And so he impacted our kids, he impacted our youth, he impacted our mentors, and he impacted marriages because of what all he testified of. And so it really kicked off a whole weekend of a hunt that started on that Friday night. And so, you know, it's my pleasure and honor to introduce to you and our listening audience here, Mitch Hoyt.
Well, I'm sure that the listeners are now very interested to find out about Mitch and what took place in his life. And it does have to do with his wife, Chris. The situation is at least once a year, I do a program on tree stand safety because one out of three hunters will have an accident if they hunt out of a tree stand, and some of those are certainly fatal, and in a lot of cases people are hurt because they've been in a tree stand. More of the injuries happen going up and coming down, but I've heard enough stories of people just being in the tree stand and having them give way. Mitch, you're a deer hunter, and it certainly is advantageous to be able to be up in a tree stand. I think hunting was a big part of your life, and at times, I know for myself, it can consume you. I don't know if that was a situation in your case, but I know it has been in the case of other people that I have had on the program. Why don't you tell us what took place?
Hi, my name is Mitch Hoyt from Marathon, Wisconsin, and it's an honor to be here. On September 29th, 2006, a buddy of mine from Western Wisconsin called and asked if I wanted to go hunting with him, and I always wanted to go hunting, and so I told him, sure, I'll be over. And when I got home that night, I started loading up my gear, and my wife came into the hunting closet and was asking me what I was doing, and I said, I'm going hunting. And she says, Mitch, why don't you just spend a little time with me and the girls for a change? And I said, honey, I gave him my word. You want me to be a man of my word? I was being a salesman, just trying to get my own way. And her shoulders shrugged, slunk down, and she went to the bedroom. I loaded up my truck, and on my way over to hunt, I was having this argument in my mind of whether I should turn around right now and go home or just continue on and enjoy myself that weekend. And the selfish part of me won out, and I guess that's a main part of what makes this story impactful, is what God has done in my life since the accident.
Well, we're going to find out more about what took place, but first we need to turn this over to my wife, Cindy, as she's going to be sharing today's recipe. Folks, do send in your recipes, how you prepare the wild fish, game, or plants you're harvesting. Let us know who it is you're spending time in the outdoors with, what kind of an activity it is you like to do, and we'll get you a copy of Steve Chapman's book, Outdoor Insights, for that recipe, and they're autographed, and we'll be right back after this.
Now, friends, if you are looking for some of the best wild game and fish recipes to savor the experience of your family's time of field or stream, we've got the cookbook for you. Steve Chapman, author of A Look at Life from a Deer Stand, and his wife Annie have teamed up to write The Hunter's Cookbook. This book is packed with over 200 recipes to turn wild meats and fish into mouth-watering meals. Also scattered amongst the pages are Steve's family's hunting and fishing stories to read while cooking and Steve Chapman's hand-sketched drawings to complement the stories and recipes too. The Hunter's Cookbook by Steve and Annie Chapman is on our website store at ggoutdoors.org or call us here at 937-698-3656 to order over the phone. And would you please like us on Facebook at God's Great Outdoors Radio? Remember Genesis 9:3, everything that lives and moves will be food for you. Just as I gave you the green plants, I now give you everything.
We're back, Jerry Calouette, God's Great Outdoors, and again here in Wisconsin, and up here on an opportunity for my wife to share her right-to-life testimony and visiting some friends, Arnie and Dee Wolf. And Arnie has introduced us to Mitch Hoyt. And Mitch, you are getting into the story of you're going down the road and you didn't turn back. So what took place?
So heading down 29, going towards Ellsworth, Wisconsin, I was having that argument with myself. My wife has never been one that made strong demands or told me what she wanted definitively like that. And so part of me said, you should turn around and go home, spend time with the family. The other part of my mind said, go have a good time. Take your wife out for dinner next week. Buy the kids some toys. They'll be fine. Don't worry about it. And that selfish side won out. And I got over to my friend Mark's place about 5:30 in the morning, and he asked me where I wanted to hunt, and I had picked up a brand new tree stand that I wanted to hang on another piece of property on a ridge that I wanted to try. And Mark says, it's awful hard to hang a stand in the dark. He said, why don't we hunt around here this morning? And so that sounds good to me. And so he sent me to his old stand that I had helped him hang. I didn't realize it had sat in the woods for 3 years, but that's the stand I went to. He was about 2.5 miles away in another piece of property with a new stand. And when I parked out in the field, I got my scentlock suit on and I started walking through the beans and the corn. It was about a 3/4 mile back to get to the woods. I got to that fence and I climbed through the fence, found the tree, climbed up into the tree, and I hung my bow on the little wire hook before I stood on the platform. And it was a beautiful September 30th, 2006. I always remember the sky was just gorgeous. It was red, orange, yellow. It was just one of those beautiful sunrises off to the east. And when I stepped on the platform of that stand, I thought I heard a twig break behind the tree. And I'm 20 feet up in a tall oak with no limbs below it. And so I looked behind and waited a few moments, and I didn't spook a deer. And then I turned out to the platform looking away from the tree, and I started to stretch. And I'm like, I said, "Thank you, Lord, for this day." And as soon as those words left my mouth, the upper strap that held that tree stand to the tree snapped like it had been cut, and it canted me forward. I hooked my bow, which was hanging on the little wire hook, and that wasn't going to hold my 200-pound frame. And my legs swung out, and then the wire hook let loose, and I kind of ended up pivoting on my way down, just going straight down like a spear. And I put my arms out in front of me on the way down to try and cushion the fall. But when I hit, my face was pile driven into that soft debris of the forest floor. And I felt a ringing, this thump, go through my body. And I'm assessing what's going on. And I'm sitting there, all right, can't move my legs. And my mouth was full of leaves and dirt. And I was having trouble breathing. But I knew I had damaged my neck. And so I didn't want to turn my head. So I tried to bring my right arm over to clear a path for air to come down to my mouth. And my arm wouldn't come over very far. And so I tried my left arm, and that arm was loose at the shoulder and elbow. And so I reached down in to clear out some debris so I could breathe better. And it felt weird. I tell people it hurt, but it didn't hurt. I was in shock. It just felt kind of queer. And I turned my head just out of reflex, and my bones were sticking out of my left wrist. So I turned my head to the right to see why my other arm wouldn't come over. And my elbow was caught in the crotch of a sapling, little tree, and I couldn't get it loose. I couldn't roll. And so I just started spitting and clearing as much as I could reach with my hand until I could breathe. And then I laid there for about 10 minutes, and I thought, I could die here this morning. And my wife and kids really wouldn't know how I felt about them. And so I cleared a spot on the forest floor with my right hand out in front of that sapling, and I just wrote in the dirt, "Chris, I always loved you. Girls, I loved you too." And I thought, all right, it's a good chance I'm going to die here. So I started reliving my life a little bit and looking at how I had been as a man, a father, and a husband. And over that next 45 minutes, it felt like I was born again all over again. You know, I came to Christ when I was 16.
Well, certainly this is a situation where no one should be in, but because of the tree stand accidents I mentioned earlier, it does happen. There's consequences to everything that we do, whether they're good things or wrong things. And we're going to find out the rest of Mitch's story, but we need to take one more break. We'll be back after this.
Since July 6, 1996, God's Great Outdoors Radio and Ministry has been on the air to help listeners win others to the Creator God, Jesus Christ. The program is made possible because of the financial help of our listeners, and for this help we are truly blessed. Additional underwriting support is by Matthews Archery and their all-new 2020 VXR compound bow, plus Mission Archery with a revolutionary technology and design that provides a maximum crossbow experience. Also, Three Rivers Archery, supplying what one needs to make their own bows and arrows, and Hunter Safety System, saving lives is what we do. Also, Phil Havens Technology, LLC, a website designer and maintenance service provider.
Hello, this is Dr. Tom Rako, founder and executive president of the Christian Deer Hunters Association. If you're interested in reaching deer hunters with the good news of Jesus Christ, we invite you to write for our free devotional booklet, Devotions for Deer Hunters. Just send a stamped, self-addressed envelope to Christian Deer Hunters Association, P.O. Box 432, Silver Lake, Minnesota 55381.
Did you know that one deer can feed up to 200 hungry people? Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry helps hunters return to their God-given heritage as food providers. Please check out our website at fhfh.org or call our toll-free donation number 1-866-GET-FHFH. Help us spread this ministry and get more free hunting gear than the amount you actually donate. And remember, your venison never tasted so good.
Again, we're back. Jerry Calouette, God's Great Outdoors here in Wisconsin, sitting with Mitch Hoyt talking about having fallen from the tree, laying there, realizing he may not survive, and his decision to talk to the Lord about the way his life has been and the love that he has for his wife and kids and what transpired from that.
So under that tree for that hour, I got to give up grudges that I thought I had dealt with years ago. And one of the things the Lord showed me that morning is I still was holding on to some hurts from some sexual abuse that occurred to me when I was young. I was still angry at my parents for their divorce. And all of these things, I thought it was really buried deep. And the Lord took me to the edge of eternity. In my mind, I just saw my life as this little pinprick. And he says, look, and I was looking off into the vastness of eternity. And he says, what do these hurts matter? And I don't want to downplay anybody's hurts. If somebody's got hurts and they're still dealing with them, that wasn't what the Lord was doing that morning for me. He was helping me to grow, to realize those things really have no impact in eternity. There's no reason to hold on to them. After that 45 minutes was up, I told the Lord, I said, I'm ready to come home. I am hurting really bad right now. And I prayed for my wife. I asked God to send her a husband that would treat her the way she was supposed to be treated. I asked him to have a man that my children could look up to. And I closed my eyes, let my breath out, and I thought, I'll open my eyes, I will be in heaven. And I opened my eyes, and my arm is still dangling there on that sapling, and I kind of got mad, and I wanted to take my own life. I thought, if I reach for my chin, can I jerk my head hard enough to finish the job? But I was too much of a coward that I would botch that. I thought, yeah, I can move my arms now, but if I really mess this up, I'd just be a talking head. And so I thought, I'm just going to hold my breath. And I took a deep breath. Doctors later told me I would have just passed out, but my intent was to take my own life, and God knows the intentions of our heart. And so I took that deep breath, and as soon as I did that, I heard a still small voice say, who do you think you are trying to tell me when to call you home? I'm not done with you yet. I have more work for you to do. And over the next 2 to 3 hours, God took the time to show me that I was going to be that man that I prayed for my wife and my children. But during that second set of time after God spoke to me, I asked him, why do I have to go through this? Why do I have to endure this pain that I'm feeling? And this is one of the things he told me, is that I had a plan and a purpose for this day and hour of your life. And it wasn't to cause you pain or to make you go through this hurt, but it was for the perfecting of your faith. And I remembered some scriptures from the New Testament where all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. And I waited for about 3.5 hours. Then my friend Mark came back, and I told him to call my wife, and he did. I ended up getting airlifted up to Minneapolis. And I wanted to spin ahead and avoid some of the details. After 3 months of rehab and 3 months of hospital time, I got to go home. And when I got home, I was clearing the table with the kids one day, and my wife was looking at me really hard. And I said, what? And she came over, she took my face in her hands and looked me in the eyes, and she said, I would never give you your legs back if things would go back to the way they were. And I just said, thank you, Lord, for that.
Wow. Well, we just praise the Lord for the fact that no matter what the situation might be in a person's heart, God can transform them and make them into the kind of man or woman he wants them to be. And I don't know who you might have spoken to with this particular interview, but certainly there are people listening that we don't want to have to go through that same kind of situation, or maybe a car accident or falling down the stairs, but they need to be thinking about who they are in relationship to their loved ones and other people, and in relationship to the Creator God, Jesus Christ. So we just appreciate the fact that Arnie connected us together, and appreciate that you were willing to, on your way to an event that you have to do down in Florida, and you're getting ready to go to the airport, stop in here, visited with us, and shared with all the listeners here on God's Great Outdoors. Mitch, thanks so much for letting the people know what God's done in your life.
It's an honor to share that story, and I hope God can use it in someone's life.
Interestingly enough, friends, as Cindy and I travel across the country speaking at churches, Cindy singing, opportunities to share with people, different events that we go to, friends that we meet or already know, from time to time you hear as they're going through difficulties or have just come through some kind of an issue in their life. They wonder how anyone can even make it without knowing and having received Jesus Christ, the Creator God, as their personal Savior. And it is something to ponder. We are so blessed to be able to give all of our cares to the Lord. And He tells us in Hebrews 11:1, faith is being sure of what we hope for, certain of what we do not see. What's going on in your life, friends? You know, God uses these things, if we have a relationship with Jesus Christ, to build our faith and draw us closer to Him. But He also uses difficulties in our life to bring us to a point, if we have never received Jesus as Lord and Savior, to make us realize we need to do that. Do you have the certainty if you died today you'd be able to stand in the presence of God? There's two different directions we can go when we die. One, the flames of hell, separation from God, wailing and gnashing of teeth, and Jesus spoke more of hell than He did heaven. He doesn't want anyone to go there. And then, in God's presence, Revelation 21 tells us no more tears, pain, suffering. We'll be with our God, and He'll be with His people. If you don't have that certainty, and you'd like to talk to someone about praying to receive Christ, 24/7, there are folks waiting to help you do that. Why don't you call 1-888-NEED-HIM? Again, I promise you will be so glad you did. You'll have a peace that passes all understanding. That number is 1-888-NEED-HIM. The words need Him. Don't wait. Make that call and do it right now. You will be so glad that you did. I can promise you that.
Here's a one that got away fishing story from God's Great Outdoors. When asked for a fishing blunder, Bill Dance, host of Bill Dance's Outdoors, commented that he could do a show on blunders and foul-ups every week. But the one Bill focused on was the most fearful outing he'd ever had, and it was only by the grace of God he survived that mistake. Years ago, he was fishing a very large body of water in Mexico. Bill and his friend had flown in the day before the camera crew was due to arrive with the fishing boats. The pair decided to rent a boat from some locals at the camp they were using. Bill reflects, "The rentals looked like hollowed-out bananas. We took one with an outboard and went up the lake. A major storm hit. It was perhaps the most scared I've ever been in my life. Trying to race back before the storm slammed into them failed. I knew in my mind, with waves and the size of the boat we were in real trouble. When the outboard quit, the steering broke loose. It was bad. Bill's friend had to work the 50-horse engine to steer by hand as Bill got the engine running and worked the throttle gingerly to keep it running. Bill says, it became so bad I literally saw my funeral. I saw myself lying in a casket. I saw my family, my wife, and my kids standing beside me. I actually saw myself lying there looking up at them. I can't even exaggerate how bad the situation was. It was just a foolish, stupid thing we did. The boy with me, I had never heard him pray in his life. He turned and said, the waves are so bad we're not going to make it. So I shouted back, pray. I was saying prayers as fast as I could say them, and that got us through it. We managed to break into a pocket. We were full of water. The motor was just about out, completely gone. It was an experience I'll never forget. I know the good Lord was with us. He's the best fishing partner I've got, and He was riding with us that day, there's no question. Now, Bill Dance may have made a judgment error by going out that day in such shaky equipment, but he's not on shaky ground when it comes to how he's geared for eternal life. He's placed his feet on the solid rock, Jesus Christ. And you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life either. To have your position locked in for good, write, call, or email us here at God's Great Outdoors. We'll send you a free booklet by Rond Lindner called The End of the Lie.
Did you enjoy that story? Do you know that you can get that story in the book Hunting Blunders and the One That Got Away? You can get copies to give to those that God has placed on your heart that you know need to have a personal relationship with the Creator in the creation they love to enjoy. You can order copies through our web store at ggoutdoors.org. Why don't you contact us and get a copy today?
Should man hunt? What does the Bible say? From time to time, we get contacts asking if it is okay for people to fish, hunt, or even eat meat. So we've taken scripture verses that deal with this topic and put them on a handy little bookmark to place in your Bible. For a free copy, contact us right away. Call 1-877-TALK-GGO.
We'd love to hear how God has spoken to you. Email us at ggoutdoors@aol.com. I'm John Skillman, inviting you to always consider how to make wise use of your time in God's great outdoors.